I'm Health Coach Heather, and you are listening to episode 211, Blood Type O. You are listening to the Nourished Connections podcast, hosted by Health Coach Heather, master health coach and wellness educator specializing in family health. This show is about raising a strong, healthy, resilient family with confidence and courage in a confused world. So hang out with me each week to learn practical coaching tips, parenting advice, nutrition and exercise suggestions, and stress reducers to apply to your mental and physical well-being. Good morning, my friends. How are you? Welcome back to the Nourished Connections podcast. I am your host, Health Coach Heather, and we are going to dive into a health topic today. And this one goes out to all my O blood types. And I'm surprised by how many people I meet and I ask them what their blood type is, and they have no idea what their blood type is. And this is just such important information to know which foods are good for your blood type and which foods you need to avoid. And I found this to be a missing link that people aren't teaching other people, because when I went to nutrition school, we were taught that everything was bio-individual, that not one diet worked for one person. We were all so different with our genetic makeup. So of course our diets don't look the same. One person's going to respond to kale one way and the other person will respond a completely opposite way that could be detrimental to their health. And so this is really where the first diet I ever learned about, and we had to learn over 100 different dietary theories in nutrition school, but this was the first one that addressed bio-individuality that I had learned. I later started getting into Ayurveda and I started to learn, wow, we are all so unique and different. We have these different body compositions, different makeup to our body, and we prefer things differently. So Ayurveda to me was just a more detailed piece to go with the blood type diet, more in depth, more detailed there. So those were really the first of its kind. And then we could go further and we could start to muscle test foods for each person and learn which foods they should have and which foods they shouldn't. Same with supplements. Which ones do they need and how much of what versus how much they don't. So these are all areas I've studied. I know them. I love them. And I help my clients understand what works best for them. So if you don't know your blood type, I would encourage you to go find out. You can go to a lab anywhere. They have drop-in labs and they could draw some blood and tell you your blood type. If you've ever given blood, you have a donor card and it's right there on your donor card. And type O blood people are the most common people. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about type O blood people. Blood type O is one of the four main blood types, along with A, B, and AB. So here are some key characteristics and some information about individuals with O blood type. Number one, they are a universal donor. Type O negative is considered the universal donor for red blood cells. This means that individuals with O negative blood can donate to individuals with any blood type. Number two, genetics. Blood type O is inherited from both parents. If someone has blood type O, it means they inherited O genes from both parents. The genotype for blood type O is OO. Number three, subtypes. Blood type O can be further divided into O positive and O negative based on the presence or absence of the Rh factor. Number four, compatibility. Individuals with blood type O can receive blood only from donors with type O. However, they are universal plasma donors, meaning they can donate plasma to individuals of any blood type. Rh factor. Rh factor is another important consideration. Those with O positive can receive blood from O negative and O positive donors, but those with O negative can only receive from O negative donors. Number 6, health considerations. Some studies suggest that individuals with blood type O may have a lower risk of heart disease and certain cancers. However, more research is definitely needed to establish these associations. Number 7, diet and exercise. There is a popular belief that blood type O individuals may benefit from a diet rich in lean proteins and certain types of exercise. This is part of the blood type diet theory, but scientific evidence supporting these claims is limited. Number 8, personality traits. Blood type personality theory. Now, in some cultures, there is a belief in personality traits associated with blood types. It's kind of like your horoscope. When you say, hey, are you a Cancer? You find that they've got same personality traits. And I have found this with blood types as well. For type O, individuals are often described as assertive, outgoing, and strong-willed. All right. So there's just a few things about my O blood types. What happens now if type O blood people, they don't eat a diet that isn't right for their type? They're not eating the right foods. They're eating inflammatory foods. What are some of the symptoms that will present to these people? Definitely digestive issues, because blood type O individuals may be more prone to digestive discomfort, including bloating, gas, and indigestion. So if they consume foods that are not optimal for their blood type, they're going to feel it. They're also going to have fatigue. Eating foods that are not suitable for blood type O can lead to fatigue and lack of energy, as the body may struggle to efficiently process certain substances. They're also going to have some weight gain. My blood type O's, they find it challenging to maintain a healthy weight if their diet is not aligned with their blood type, because certain foods are going to contribute to their weight gain. And that brings us to inflammation. The consumption of inflammatory foods for these blood type O individuals, it's going to lead to increased inflammation in the body, potentially resulting in joint pain or other inflammatory conditions. And they're going to have some immune system challenges. The immune system may be affected, making these individuals more susceptible to infections and illnesses if their diet does not support their blood type. Now, it's going to vary from person to person, but these are generally what you are going to see happen in the body if you are type O and you're not eating foods right for your type. So should we talk about the foods that are right for your type? Let's get into it. But before we do, I want to let you know that what the information I'm about to give you, this list, I have already created a free list for you, and I'm going to include a link in the show notes of this podcast where you can go in, put in your name and email. I will send you the download with not only the list of foods for your blood type here today, my type O's, but also some recipes you can try for foods that would be great for your blood type. Okay, so you're going to go ahead, click in the show notes to download this freebie. It's free, absolutely free for you guys. I created it for you, and get your blood type list, food list, and get your recipes and follow that for 30 days and tell me if you don't feel better. Okay. All right, here we go. Okay. Here's your food list. And we're going to start with the meats, okay? Now, if a food isn't listed as beneficial or to avoid, I want you to consider that food neutral. So that means you can eat it. It just doesn't have benefits to your blood, okay, to you specifically. So my typo, the meats that are beneficial for you are beef, bison, lamb, liver, veal, and venison. Okay, those are your meats, your staples that are going to serve you best. The meats you are to avoid are ham and bacon. And I just created a post today on Instagram and Facebook. It was all about if you want to age younger and be healthier, to avoid processed meats and not have more than 1.5 ounces per day. Okay. So it's not that you can't eat ham or bacon. You just want to limit it, but avoiding it is going to be best for your blood type. Now, I didn't mention any other meats, did I? There's, of course, chicken and turkey and all these other amazing things. Those are in your neutral category. But the ones to avoid are your ham and bacon. And the ones you can eat are beef, bison, lamb, liver, veal, and venison. Those are your meats. As far as seafood goes, here's what's beneficial for you. Bass, cod, halibut, mackerel, perch, pike, red snapper, trout, tuna, and yellowtail. And here's the seafood you need to avoid. Catfish, conch, frog, octopus, calamari, squid. And those are the ones to avoid. Okay. Now, let's talk about beans, okay? We're still into protein here. Here's your beans that are beneficial. Not a lot of them. Adzuki beans and black-eyed peas. Your beans to avoid are kidney beans, lentils, navy beans, pinto beans, and tamarind bean. I want you to keep in mind here that beans, for my type O blood people, are not a friend. So just stick to the ones that are beneficial. Anything I didn't mention is neutral. Dairy and eggs. Guess what? My type O's dairy is very inflammatory to my type O people. So the only dairy and eggs that are beneficial for you are the pecorino cheese and the Romanian Urda cheese. So you're going to have to look for those ones if you want to have cheese. Those are the ones for your blood type that are beneficial. Here's the ones to avoid. American, blue cheese, brie cheese, cheddar cheese, Colby cheese, cottage cheese, cream cheese, Swiss cheese, gorgonzola cheese, gouda cheese, Gruyere, half and half, ice cream, kefir, cow's milk or goat milk, Monterey Jack, Munster, Neufchâtel, paneer, Parmesan, provolone, ricotta, sour cream, Stilton, string cheese, whey protein powder, and yogurt. Holy cow. Do you guys ever need to avoid like the plague dairy, okay? I did not see eggs there, so eggs are a go. Okay. So consider eggs a go because I didn't see them there. Anything I didn't mention is neutral. Let's talk about the fruit that's beneficial for you guys. Here we go. At the top of the list, we got bananas, blueberries, cherries, figs, guava, mango, plums, and prunes. Now here's the fruits you need to avoid. Asian pear, avocado, bitter melon, blackberries, cantaloupe, coconut, honeydew, kiwi, orange, plantain, and tangerine. All right, anything I didn't mention is neutral. Vegetables. Here are your beneficial vegetables, and there are plenty here. You can have artichokes, beet greens, broccoli, chicory, collard greens, dandelion greens, escarole, garlic, grape leaves, kale, kohlrabi, lettuce, which is romaine lettuce, okra, onion, parsnips, peppers, pumpkins, sea vegetables, spinach, sweet potato, Swiss chard, turnip greens, and turnips. All right, now here's your vegetables to avoid. Alfalfa sprouts, capers, cauliflower, corn, cucumber, leeks, mushrooms, mustard greens, black olives, white potato, rhubarb, and spirulina. I can hear you on the other side of my mic going, "Ah, but I love those vegetables," or "I love those fruits." Now, I'm not saying that possibly you get inflamed by eating those. I'm just saying, what if you took them out for 30 days and then brought it in and just really be intuitive with your body and see how you feel? Some of us think we feel great eating these things until we take them out. But you also may not have a problem with these things. So that's why we have to do the elimination diet for a month, 30 days, to see how we feel. Let's go into grains now and let's talk about what's beneficial. For my type O's, you don't have a lot of grains here. So grains and dairy are not your friend. And the only beneficials for you are artichoke flour, SNA, which is manna bread, flaxseed bread, and larch fiber. Now, some of those I've not even heard of, okay? So those are your only breads that are beneficial in the grains. Here's the ones you want to avoid: barley, bulgur wheat flour, corn grits, corn flakes, cornmeal, hominy, polenta, cream of wheat, farina, farro, gluten flour, gram flour, grape nuts, lentil flour, dal, seven grain, non-sprouted, shredded wheat, sorghum, wheat bran germ, wheat bulgur, all wheat. Okay, so it just says all wheat there you need to avoid. If you're going to sprout your grains, I would say yes, go ahead. Then you'd probably be more digestible for you. If you're not, you need to avoid those grains. Anything I didn't mention is neutral. Getting into nuts and seeds, here's what's beneficial for you: chestnuts, flax seeds, hemp seeds, pumpkin seeds, walnuts. Those are the only ones that are beneficial. Here's the ones you need to avoid: beech nuts, Brazil nuts, cashew butter, cashews, peanut butter, peanut flour, peanuts, pistachio nuts, poppy seeds, sunflower butter, sunflower seeds. All right, all those are to be avoided by my blood type O individuals. Anything I didn't mention is neutral. Moving into oils and fats, here's what's beneficial for you: flaxseed or linseed oil, olive oil, and rice bran oil. Those are your beneficial oils. Here's your fats and oils to avoid. Don't shoot the messenger, but here they are: avocado oil, coconut oil, corn oil, cottonseed oil, evening primrose oil, lard, margarine, palm oil, peanut oil, safflower oil, soybean oil, sunflower oil, and wheat germ oil. Anything not mentioned is neutral. Herbs and spices. Let's talk about what's beneficial for the herbs and spices for type O. You guys love curry, so that is a good spice for you. Curry, dulse, D-U-L-S-E, fenugreek, ginger, horseradish, parsley, pepper, cayenne, and turmeric. Now here's your herbs and spices to avoid: guarana, have you ever heard of that? G-U-A-R-A-N-A, guarana, mace, nutmeg, and black pepper. Black pepper's on everything, don't we? Season it with everything. But that's your to avoid herb and spice. Condiments that are beneficial: carob. Condiments to avoid. Okay, so you only had one beneficial condiment in there. Now here's the ones you need to avoid. Ready? Acacia, A-C-A-C-I-A. agar, A-G-A-R, aloe vera, aspartame, carrageenan, cornstarch, dextrose, guar gum, high fructose corn syrup, ketchup, MSG, mayonnaise, pickle relish, succanut, sucrose, vinegar except apple cider, Worcestershire sauce, and that's it. Okay, those are your condiments to avoid. Let's talk about beverages that are beneficial to you. Beverages. Now, maybe you just drink water and that's great, but here's some beverages you can have that will be beneficial for you type O's. Black cherry juice, blueberry juice, cayenne tea, cherry juice, chickweed tea, club soda, dandelion tea, fenugreek tea, ginger root tea, green tea, guava juice, hops tea, linden tea, mango juice, peppermint tea, seltzer water, slippery elm tea, and vegetable juices. But here's the beverages you need to avoid. Aloe tea, aloe juice, beer, black tea, blackberry juice, burdock tea, coconut milk, coffee, cucumber juice, echinacea tea, liquor, orange juice, all of the sodas, strawberry leaf tea, tangerine juice, and white wine. Okay, that is your food list. It's pretty straightforward and comprehensive. So you're going to get that list from me by, you can reach out to me too. You can DM me. You can send me an email at yourhealthcoaches@gmail.com requesting the list, or you can look in the show notes of the podcast where you will find a link to this list. Okay. All right. That is what we have for you today. My type O's. Imagine just how good you're going to feel when you actually put into place an eating strategy of foods that are just so right for your blood type. These studies have been done on thousands and thousands of people with your blood type. So we already know what were the inflammatory markers, those foods for these blood types. We already have an idea, we know. That doesn't mean all you blood type O's are the same. No. That means just for now, let's take these foods out and we can bring them in, the ones we do like, after 30 days and see how we feel after. Okay, I'm going to challenge you to really focus on your health this year by cutting out processed food, cutting out sugar, cutting out any toxic food or any addictive beverage like your coffee, your caffeine, and just watch yourself, watch your whole health just shoot up and thrive, my friend. Okay. And if you need help with more elimination of foods or wanting to know if your particular body can have a certain food that's on the avoid list, what you can do is reach out to me again, or I'll have this link as well, to do a muscle test. And when we muscle test, this just means that I can go in subconsciously and find out which foods are good for your body and what's not. And I give you a whole comprehensive list of anything going wrong with your body or anything like that. So you can pay for those sessions and they're very affordable. And I'll leave a link in there for you if you want to do a muscle test session in addition to getting your list right here. Okay. All right. Have a great rest of your weekend. I am so happy that I get to work with you guys each and every week on this podcast. And if you want to take it further, let's coach your whole entire family. Let's coach you on your parenting. Let's coach any relationship troubles going on in your nutrition, in your house, everything we need to coach on to get you to your healthiest, happiest place. Have a beautiful rest of your weekend, my friend. And I will see you next week where we dive deep into the type A blood. Bye-bye. Hey, if you've ever wanted your child to work with me as their mindset coach, now is the time to do it. Your child can work with me by going to healthcoachheather.com and click on Nurturing Potential on the homepage. This could be their best year ever.